Thursday, April 9th. Read Job 28, 20 and 28. The fear of the Lord. I'm Pastor Ed Rice of Good Samaritan Baptist Church in Dresden, New York. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Job 28, 28. In the centerpiece of Job's final argument, he says, whence then cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Job 28, 20 and 28. Noah Webster says, wisdom is discerning what is most just, proper, and useful. And fear is a desire to ward off expected evil. We have reason to fear the punishment of our sins. The saved can say, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalms 23, verse 4. Job was first to write, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. The psalmist addresses it thrice, singing, come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord, in Psalms 34, 11. Solomon concurs, in his first chapter, declaring, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1, 7 and 29. He gives an if-then declaration with eight ifs and a then. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:5. Solomon defines it. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Proverbs 8:13. He reiterates it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He then lists eight advantages of it. One, it prolongs days. Two, is strong confidence. Three, a fountain of life. Four, better with little. Five, the instruction of wisdom. Six, men depart from evil. Seven, it tendeth to life. And eight, brings riches and honor and life. Proverbs 10, 14, 15, 16, 19, and 22. Solomon's last mention contrasts it, quote, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Proverbs 23:17. Let's be walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Acts 9:31. God bless.